Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
La-dee-da-dee-da-da-da.
When you have a lot of money, but your life's...
We haven't gotten to that part yet.
Oh, nice.
All right. Welcome to episode 3.
By now, you're a big fan of the show. Right.
By now, you have invested all your money into Deckhead stock.
If I listen to 3 episodes of a podcast, that person is legally allowed to move into my house because I'm such a fan of theirs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
So, you hear that, Dan
Welcome.
Savage? Come move in.
Who's Dan Savage?
Who's Dan Savage?
I'm joking.
Jesus Christ. Where do you get your sex advice? Now it answers a lot of questions.
I get my sex advice from the big guy up there. Jack.
Jack
O'Brien gives me all my sex advice. Okay, he's going to get hit.
With a
lawsuit. Yeah. All right.
He did nothing in this show.
I know, he's just fucked. So, should we sing our theme song?
When you got a lot of money, but your life's a wreck, just come on board, you're on below deck.
So, yes, we do have 2 theme songs, but hey, if you're lucky, we might have 15.
Right?
Oh, heck yeah.
It's the theme song, baby. That's just a riff.
Oh, hell yeah.
I know it sounds like I wrote that.
Honey, if you didn't write it, I probably wrote it.
The guy who was just in this room probably did.
Nikki Nix. So that's Nikki Nix, and I'm Anna Anns, and we are the hosts of Deckheads.
Deckheads.
Dickie Dix.
Did you tell your parents about Deckheads?
No, my parents and I don't talk about podcasting.
Okay. My mom does talk to me about podcasting, and we have the worst conversations because I'm on a podcast, I talk about the truth. And then my mom listens, and she goes, oh, dear. And then she talks to me about it, and she says, she never talks to me about the content.
Oh.
She just says, hey, I listen to a podcast. And then I say, why? And then I yell at her, and I say, if you want to listen to a podcast, you can. But every podcast you listen to, it's either a secret you keep, or if you want to talk to me about it, it costs $1,000. I will answer any questions you have for $1,000 a question.
I'm really shocked how low your price is.
$2,000 a question. Well, she hasn't taken me up on it. There's no use
well,
to...
Well, why would she? That's a racket. If I was her, I'd be like, that's a pyramid scheme and I'm not getting involved, sir.
Oh.
Fine, sir, who's also my sunny son.
The first time she listened to a podcast and talked to me about it, I talked very frankly about anal sex.
Oh.
For quite some time.
And what did she say?
She was, she's fine. She's cool with it. She's just like,
she's like, same, brother.
Just like, she just doesn't want to hear that from her son.
Oh.
And guess what? Don't.
Okay.
If you're my mom and you're listening to this, get something else to do.
Well, if you are Nick Turner's mother, we probably won't really talk about anal sex. Well, I mean, it depends. Hey, look, just to give you guys an idea, we are below deck. So podcasters are below the stewards, if you will. So if there is any anal sex, we'll probably hear it because we're below it. Okay. So
I love our characters where you find everything funny.
Yeah. I'm great. Okay. So episode 3.
My favorite episode yet.
There are titles for the episode, but I never write them down, and I always wish I had, but who cares?
The episode title was Dude,
oh.
That's a Dude.
Okay,
dude.
You're right. Thanks for reminding me. The most problematic episode in Below Deck history, and I say that now, knowing that the next episode is somewhat problematic as well.
It's shocking.
Oh, gosh.
You know, if you rewatch certain sitcoms, Friends, for instance, people talk about a lot, has a lot of homophobic content.
Does it?
Yes. But there's 10 seasons. You know, there's a lot of jokes that they make. But just the way that you can make a joke in the 90s is very different than today. But you don't all see it in one episode.
Right.
There's not one whole episode that's problematic, and that's this. As you know, this one is scrubbed from Bravo, the app. So we had to find it on Dailymotion.
Yes.
And initially I found a version that was sped up, but that was the wrong one.
It was episode one.
So then you found this one.
Started taking notes on episode one, being like, why have I seen all this before?
You took an entire page of notes.
And then crossed it out when I slowly came to.
Wow.
And then restarted on the true episode three.
So the one we found, everything is inverted, so you can't read anything. Unless you really, really try.
Yeah, it's a very classic, not great situation. So it starts with ding, 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 ding. Why did I make that noise? Because we got a soundboard.
Oh, shit.
All right, so for this episode...
I've also got some nautical trivia.
Oh, yeah?
That I was going to ask you. I got one fun one.
Okay.
Or one nice one and one awful one. And I was going to do both.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and this will have its own intro.
Okay,
pick a sound.
Nautical trivia sound.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with boat bell.
You know what that boat bell means?
Nautical trivia time.
It's time for nautical trivia, Anna.
Woo!
Anna, have you ever ridden on a boat?
Yes.
Like this?
A yacht? I've been on a yacht. Yeah.
What'd you do?
I mostly like stood and then sat a few times.
Gotcha. So I'm going to guess you're going to get this right.
Okay.
Number one, this is the nice question.
Okay.
One knot is equal to what speed? What land speed? 1.2 miles per hour, 1.8 miles per hour, or 2.2 miles per hour?
Is it 2.2?
It's 1.8.
Oh, gosh darn.
Now, I just said that, and now wait, that's wrong. 1.2.
Oh.
Yeah. You screwed up even worse.
Yeah. Okay.
And
fast.
Can you believe all the boatheads out there listening to this? When I said 1.8, they're like, gah!
I know. Guys, look, this podcast is not based in fact.
Okay. Now I have...
none of us exist.
Now I have a bad boat fact.
Okay.
In 2017, how many people died in the U.S. in boating accidents?
Oh, how many people? 1,000.
Close.
Oh.
658.
Jesus!
Most of them were from drowning, and 80% of those people weren't wearing their life vests, which you are legally required to do.
Which is funny, because we wear life vests during this show.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we're in the bottom of the boat.
We are. You got to be safe, because, you know, sometimes there's flooding.
So that's a little boat trivia, and we'll see if that makes it.
What's funny is we have life vests over our very gorgeous, fancy outfits that we wear at night.
Dresses.
We're both in shimmery, shimmery dresses. Okay, let's start. It's been 45 minutes, and we've not talked about the episode. Okay, so this group of guys come on the boat who continuously talk about wanting to play hard. They want to party hard. Their whole itinerary is, we want to get pussy. Like, they're like monsters, okay? In my notes, I wrote, rapists, creepy, drug your drink, because that's the vibe I got from them.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you think, do these people know that there is a camera? You're just that. How are you not unself-aware and also have yacht money?
It's the most 2003 vibe I've ever felt. It's horrifying. On top of that, it's Dave, the gay one's birthday. He's 26, and he keeps talking about how lonely he is. And to my question is, why did you take a job on a boat if you're so lonely? Also, his birthday is his anniversary with Trevor, his boyfriend.
Yeah.
Who, in quotes, does independent stuff when they ask what he does.
Yeah, that sounded like he didn't have a job.
But, it's not, and they met at the club.
But he does have a job.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
We'll find out that later. yeah, these people come on and they start talking about how last night they didn't get laid because the girls weren't hot enough and their life wasn't anyone there to fuck.
It has nothing to do with them all being 40, but
it's like,
yeah.
Okay, why are we discussing this?
They also have like the type of facial hair that's like tattooed on.
Yes.
Like it's too clean, you're like, I don't get it.
Yeah, much like the guy in the next episode's hairdo, but we'll get to that.
Yeah. So Lawrence, one of the guests, he's a piece of work, like, immediately. He's one of the ones who says the most, well, they're all very problematic. And
he says
he
wants to get a grip of women and some rap music.
Yes.
And make it look like they're in a rap video.
Yeah.
And then later, he says he has three kids.
Does he really? I miss that completely.
This motherfucker knows he's got three kids who are going to watch this.
And be like, Dad, what's a grip of women?
And then they discuss grip for, oh, God.
Yeah, and then they're like, can you say a grip of this or a grip of that? And it's like, go fuck yourselves.
Why isn't somebody, like, if you're too much of a douche, the government will take your money?
They should.
They should.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting that they had printouts of everyone's face. Like, it's so, like, FBI profiling, sort of like, all right, and we got this suspect.
Yeah.
And it has everything they're into, which actually that makes sense because it's like, I like greyhounds. And they're like, a dog? Bitch, greyhounds a cocktail. Nice try. Why would they tell you that they liked dogs and or bus systems?
Yeah. I like this. Okay, this is. I want this to be a segment of the show.
Okay.
Like, that has its own noise.
And what's that?
The likes and dislikes.
Oh, I like that.
That's my favorite part of the show.
It's true. It's
because
interesting.
They're always funny.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
All right, here's the likes and dislikes. That's some cocaine snorting for you because you know what their likes and dislikes include. A greyhound cocktail.
Okay, Kevin likes white meat chicken, dark chocolate almonds, unsweet almond milk. He's already got the sweet from the almonds. Earlier, and greyhounds. Dislikes, fish, and most seafood. No one is classy enough to be on a yacht.
No, they're all like people who like made their money on like the dot-com boom, so they're like trashy but have money, and they're like, oh, you know what'd be cool, bro? Let's get a yacht. And you're like, okay. And then we all get to watch them say some of the most problematic shit I've ever heard.
John likes Shiraz. John's dislikes are great. Dairy, except butter. So it's not like an allergy.
No,
he just prefers not. But then he also says he dislikes cheese, which he's wasting ink.
Now, quick cue. So that's a fart for the dairy. Is cheese dairy?
Is that a joke?
And that's why they call me killer. Okay. So yeah, and they didn't really go over anyone else's, did they?
Yeah, they went, Lawrence, they had a
likes pussy, dislikes.
He likes vegan, organic dark beer. And I'm reading this backwards, which is why it sounds like I can't read.
Yeah, I got you.
High and tequila.
Oh my God.
He likes his coffee like his women.
No,
dark.
No, he didn't.
That's what it says on this sheet.
God, if I was Bravo, I would sue anyone who had this episode even remotely up.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kat thinks all these dudes are whack. She's not into any of them. This episode is so gross. But Sam...
Yes, this episode is the grossest, but it's not even the charter that's gross.
No.
I mean...
Sam likes John. She thinks John's a hottie.
Yeah, John.
Because he's the most fit or whatever.
He looks like a Game of Thrones character.
Mm-hmm. He's very buff.
Yeah, he's not just toned. That guy has got pounds of muscle all over his oily, sun-soaked body.
Okay. Are you also into John?
What?
That's you guys sharing a
hey,
drink.
Not everything's about my sexuality.
Second. Ooh, you guys shared a drink again.
That's not a drink. That's not the noise
ooh,
of a...
Ooh, glasses clinking.
That's
champagne.
Like a metal ball in a car commercial.
Ooh, you guys are having fun, aren't you? All right, Nick and John.
God, you're my Lawrence.
There was a great moment where when they were going through that really skinny, narrow port entrance to exit the port, whatever.
Another boat snuck through.
Yeah, and Captain Lee... threatened physical violence against that other boat driver. I don't know. He's got a dark side, you know?
Yeah, of course he does. A captain has a lot of downtime.
He's got a...
No, he doesn't. You've never seen him...
He's got a dark side. That's a boat chugging along because he's got a dark side.
That's a boat chugging.
We'll work on our sound
drops. I am very impressed.
We'll work on our sound drops. It cut to one of the guests talking about how he used to be a sperm donor. Was it Lawrence? It may have been Lawrence. Mm-hmm. But then he lost his job because of low sperm count, and there's a possibility that he might have thousands of children.
Yeah. No chance.
Oh.
Because they probably saw his facial hair. And they thought, I cannot have a baby with that beard.
My baby cannot have painted on facial hair.
My baby is not going to need glue to be applied for his facial hair.
Oh, my God.
You know, I tried to donate sperm recently.
Yeah. Get Rich Nicks, your other show.
Yeah, I have another podcast and another. And this one. Uh-huh. And another one, we do a different thing to make money quickly every week.
It's as if you're trying to make a career out of podcasting.
Anyway, I know it's impossible. Mm-hmm. And it certainly does. When I see you do it, I realize it doesn't look like any fun.
Yeah, I lost all my hair, but like, whatever, bro. You weren't supposed to bring that up.
And I was having a day today because
yes, I'm international always travel. Having a day.
What the hell was I talking? Oh, yeah. I went to give sperm. I'm too old to give sperm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fascinating. What's the cutoff date? Age?
39. The place that I went to.
39?
Yeah.
What are you, 56? How old are you?
How many episodes? This is only the third episode. Yeah. And this is the second one that you freaked out about my age yet.
Is it?
So you're going to need to get over it now.
No memory.
And that's going to be your new life of getting the hell over it.
Big news, no memory of that. Okay.
Well, guess what?
Let's see
these
what happens.
People don't know that episode 3 was taped 17 years after episode 2.
Well, they do now.
I'm 39, everybody.
But then if
and
you're
I've lived
still
a great life.
39, you should be able to give, right? Unless it's like, oh, if you turn, the real cutoff is 38.
Well, I mean, it's whatever you want it to be. They said 39. I saw another place had 40. But yeah, it is a process. And some like you to give for years, so they have even earlier cutoffs.
Oh. That's like what Lawrence was up to or whoever who. And then all of a sudden was like, oh, wait, I jizzed all my kids out. I have nothing left.
Yeah, they don't tell you that. If you jizz too many times.
That's it. Honey bunches of oats. All right.
Do I save all of mine?
Mm-hmm. What?
My shed.
You have a shed filled with sperm?
It's not filled yet. Okay.
But is it like the walls are painted or do you have like test tubes?
In a way.
Okay. All right. This is quite the imagery you painted. Okay. So Dave calls his boyfriend. Or no, Dave's boyfriend calls him on Skype, which to me it's like you're allowed to give off the boat Skype and then just anyone can call. Because Sam was just walking by and she's the one who caught it and then went and got Dave or woke him up and was like, your boyfriend called. Trevor called. And then they reveal that Dave was in the Marines. The fuck?
Why? Because gay people can't
serve
in the Marines?
No, I don't care about that. But he's like really skinny and tiny.
Yeah, he's a small boy.
I guess.
But he's a deckhand. I mean, he can clearly he can clearly lift a rope.
No, you're right. I'm being insensitive to small people in the Marines.
Thank you.
And I apologize if you are a smaller, skinnier person. I do believe you can be in the Marines. I was just shook by Dave's gayness.
Yeah,
the
they can also tell now. Okay.
What?
Yeah, we got
Don't ask.
News from 1947.
They can tell they're gay?
They can tell people.
It's not
that they're
don't
gay.
Ask, don't tell anymore.
Right,
got
right,
it.
Right,
okay.
Right,
that's good. Right. That's
you're
progress.
Still not allowed to ask.
If someone's gay.
Probably. That doesn't make sense. Why would that be legal?
Yeah, I guess you can't just be like, what are you, gay?
Yeah, okay, so one more question before we enter you into the U.S. military.
Mm. Well, yeah, I don't think that matters at all. If you can physically complete the job, has nothing
well,
to do with
being
gay.
Well, you and I know that because we're progressives.
Oh, that's true.
We're incredible people. I was about to say terrible.
We're incredible. Yeah, we're incredible people. Hey, maybe you guys have heard Nick and Anna, comma, incredible people. So, so Trevor, Dave's boyfriend, proposes to him. Mm-hmm. I thought it was great production. When he lifted his hand and the banner fell in the background, I was like, what?
That was incredible. Yeah. There's no circumstance where someone hasn't seen this, right? And they're listening to this.
Well, I mean, if you're listening to this, you should watch it.
Okay. It's very elaborate. And you think, wow, for his birthday, he went and got a sign. He got a cake. He got a balloon. And the guy can't enjoy any of it. Which I was like, it's a little rude.
It was roses.
But it's sweet. It's sweet enough.
Yeah.
And then he's like, your birthday's over, which was definitely rude. And then it was their anniversary, and it was a new flag, a new balloon, and that was pretty incredible.
But the production value of that Skype call. He was like, here's my rose. Yes. And then literally a banner rolls out in the background.
Incredible. It's like a Rube Goldberg.
Did he have PAs? What was going on?
I bet he did. I bet there were Bravo producers in the background.
That would make sense.
So then after all that, he pretty much blows the proposal.
How?
Because he never asked him to marry him.
Yeah, he said, and will he didn't?
No, I forget what...
He like held up a rose that had a ring hanging off of it.
He said, will you be my man?
Yes.
Or something to that
and
effect.
Then Dave said, of course. And then was of like, course. You're supposed to say yes!
Yes, but you're also supposed to say, will you marry me? He didn't say any of that. These people are not engaged.
You know what? Officially. Well, one, to propose over Skype is...
Right, how long is this fly there?
I don't know.
Also, it seems like they're at sea, but they're not. They just work around the same two ports, and they know everyone, and they live on the land.
Yeah, they just like hang out at St. Thomas.
They waste all of their money going clubbing with each other.
Well, that's what's crazy, is they're like, you just made an $800 tip, and you saved none of it?
Yeah.
How do you blow through that?
Aren't you like...
You're on a boat most of the time.
You're taking a pause from your life to go stack money.
Yeah.
And no, there's no other reason you were on that boat.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
You want to come home with 40 grand.
Yeah. And then also like when you're working, there's nowhere to spend that money. You're just on a boat. And then you go off into the island and you spend $800 in St. Thomas. It doesn't make sense. I don't know. These people are like
doing
something.
Also, you have downtime. You could go to a club and spend $400.
Yeah.
Or you could go get a bottle of tequila and come back and party on a yacht.
Yeah. But I think they all just get fed up with the yacht because they're always on it. But then when they get to chill on the yacht.
They get a different job. If you're fed up with a yacht. If you're bored by a yacht.
I have a theory that Chef Ben takes opioids. God damn it. Opioids. He's too weird. He's Chef always Ben? Like, hey, yeah, yeah, what's up? I'm Ben. I'm Chef Ben. That's a horrible British accent.
I think that Chef Ben is maybe the only normal person on this.
I think he's a normal person because he's taking opioids. Why do I keep saying opioids?
Well, because opioids are scary. And you want a way to take the power away.
Opioids.
I really would like to hang out with Ben and no one else.
That's me washing away my trauma from opioids.
Oy.
Yeah, Ben is the best. And we learn that later. More so.
Yeah.
So the dudes, the shitty dudes on the boat, they pick Dave and Eddie, one gay guy and one guy who looks just like Dave, so I always forget who he is, to take them out. And they casually, jokingly suggest a strip club. And they're like, hell yeah, bro, let's do it.
Yeah. And they asked the gay guy to come. And he's like, what would I do at a strip club? Well, I'll tell you what you do. You look at all your friends' boners.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That would be a great day.
But he just got proposed to, so it's inappropriate for him to
Well,
be
he
at
doesn't
a
want that guy.
Okay. Trevor?
Yeah, he doesn't want Trevor.
With that level of Skype production value?
I think Trevor's been cheating on him three times a day for the last 8 years as a porn star. He's a porn star.
You better say allegedly before you get a deckhead sued.
Allegedly, here's why.
This also happened like forever ago.
It's not illegal or immoral to be a porn star. And
no, I'm saying you accusing Trevor of cheating on him. You should say allegedly. I don't care about the porn star part. It's creating libel.
I was just having fun. Clearly,
those are some angry seagulls.
Clearly, there's a level of open relationship when your job is a porn star.
Oh. Well,
also, they said he works in the porn industry, and he has for quite some time.
But
they did not say porn star.
Dave
also,
said,
did not say not porn star.
Dave also said he dabbled in porn.
Yes, they definitely both made love on camera.
But Trevor may potentially be in the production side, as we could see that he has such great production value in him.
It would be funny if you were like an office assistant at a porn studio. And you said, I'm in the porn business, but you offered no follow-up. There's no one who makes you think they're a porn star, but they're actually just pushing pencils.
On that pushing pencils notes, we got to push some pencils and take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more porn talk with Nick and Anna. And we're back with Porn Talk with Nick and Anna. Okay, so, you know who I thought should have gone to the strip club? CJ. He's a classic creep.
Yeah, but CJ's in love.
Okay, CJ's
with
an idiot.
Multiple women.
CJ's in an open relationship back home, but seems to be, like, infatuated with Sam.
Yeah.
I think he's just trying to create a fuck buddy situation, and Sam's just whatever about it.
Yeah, he's trying to hit it, and she's trying to quit it. It's really weird, and this is like a kind of a creepy work environment because there's a guy who likes you and is constantly hitting on you,
and he sleeps in the same room.
And he sleeps in this. It's crazy. That should not be there.
To me, that's a winning situation. Just kidding. It's creepy, and she should ask to change rooms.
But then what are her options?
She could room with...
Because Chef Ben's clearly in his own room.
No, Chef Ben, I think, rooms with one of the other dudes.
Oh. Oh, one of the deckhands?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so they go to the strip club, and the strippers are not really that interested in them. And then they basically, the guests, the charter guests, tell Dave and Eddie that their tip for their whole trip depends on how many girls they could get them. Mm-hmm. So they're just like whoring out Dave and Eddie to go get them women. And it's like, do it yourself, bro.
Yeah, well, they get a big tip if they get them girls. But I assume they'll get almost as big a tip if they bring them a guy.
I mean, why not? Kat and Sam both realize that John is their dad's name. And
my name,
John,
middle name.
Oh, okay, whatever. They both have daddy issues. Sam also didn't know what the word yoked meant because it's 2003. Okay,
what does it? I mean, I know what it means, but why does it mean that?
I don't know. I don't care. I just know what it means. Okay. Hey, all I care about is I know what it means, and that's that in this part of Annatown. Okay.
All right.
They go to an empty club called Bliss, which was the saddest scene I've ever seen. It was like completely empty. Where was everybody? Was it a Tuesday night?
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably 5:45 because they're shooting a TV show and everyone like stops working at 8 p.m. They're not following them for 2 in the morning. This isn't Jersey Shore.
I love Jersey Shore. Okay.
Yeah, everyone loves Jersey Shore.
So then they meet a Brazilian transgender woman, but they're not. I guess they're not aware that she's trans at this point.
It's very confusing. I don't know who is aware of anything.
No.
But some people are definitely already aware.
Yeah, because there's people being like, they're like saying really problematic things like.
Well, saying anything is problematic.
Yeah, it's like let her live her
you
life.
Don't, you there's under no circumstances does someone bring like a date back and then you go, what's wrong with your date?
Correct. You got that right.
It's
you
a
don't
person that they wanted
that.
Here.
It's a human
and they're
being.
Having fun.
I said it's a human being. They are a human being. So they get back to the boat. They bring the two women, one that they call the Brazilian woman's lesbian friend.
Yeah. Well, the problem was everyone was so concerned about the gender of the beautiful woman.
Yes.
And then her friend was more homely.
Yeah, but
more on the homely end.
Why?
And
that's
no
why they
one was concerned
her
about
lesbian
her gender.
Friend, I didn't get that. I was like, "Do you know what do you know here that you're just like calling these people things that you don't actually? You're not. I don't know. It all just felt like assumptions. And it's like, who are these women? Treat them with respect.
Who's the main problem here? I'm thinking it's CJ.
Yes, CJ is the one who says the dude that's a dude line, which is so terrible. It's like, hi, first of all, none of your business. You work on this boat.
Yeah,
mind your own.
I think the true hero is the transgender community.
Yeah.
Because we're watching this and I'm thinking like, what decade is this? What century is this?
Yeah.
This is not the way anybody thinks or speaks on television.
No.
Wow, we've come a long way.
We really have.
I think this is a pat on the back to all straight people.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to give that a... Nope. So Lawrence, who claims to be an advanced player at one point.
Oh, my God, Lawrence.
He got mad because he saw the Brazilian blow a kiss at another guy and that upset him. He said, that's not okay. So I like just left her for the other dudes. It's like, she's not allowed to blow a kiss at another guy? Who cares? Ugh, all these dudes.
I wrote down... Oh, he said, I'm so experienced. I'm just such an advanced player that I just gave her the cheek for the rest of the night. I just immediately stopped talking to her.
So stupid.
And he's telling this to...
blew a kiss at another guy.
Yes, this woman you owned.
Yeah.
I'm such an advanced player. The only thing I can't do is tell the gender of the person.
No. Yeah, he's the only one who wasn't like...
such an advanced player.
Like, he was like, that's a woman.
And I have to remind you, this is the same man who declared he has three kids.
Yeah, I don't think he cared, which was, he was like...
so maybe he might be actually the coolest one.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. I was like, he seems to be the only one who doesn't actually care. And all the other dudes are being like, bro, dude. Like, fuck off.
Mm-hmm. Used to.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then the trans Brazilian woman and her friend finally leave after going into John's room for a quick second. It was like a really quick transition. They're like, oh, they're going into John's room. And then they were like, okay, they're leaving. It's like, okay, it sounds like he just... what? Like, send him up?
Oh, he boned the ugly one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't pick that up at all.
Yeah, because then when they're as they're leaving, John smooches the ugly one.
Yeah, I noticed that, and I was like, I don't...
It was the exact smooch that was like, obviously, we had been doing a lot of smooching, and I'm saying goodbye forever.
Okay, I didn't pick up on that. I thought it was way too quick how they transitioned it.
Yeah, whoever was in charge of editing left in way too much of one thing and not nearly enough of another thing.
I mean, look, they're not Emmy nominated. Okay.
Ever?
And this, I thought Sam was really problematic in this situation where she thought it was bad that a guy she likes could have possibly hooked up with a trans woman. Mm-hmm. And CJ was trying to like rub it in her face. And I was like, this is fucked up. Who cares?
Yeah. Well, nothing about these people has made us think they're great.
No, they're all like trash.
They're all running away from something.
Yeah.
On a boat that is pretty much tethered to a city.
Tethered to Captain Lee's dick. Okay. Ooh. So, and then they come back and they're like reconvening downstairs, and Dave talks about how he was in porn and his boyfriend's in porn, how he was in porn and his boyfriend is currently in porn, and that Dave regrets it. And then Alex, the assistant captain or whatever, gets creeped out by it with his like very waxed eyebrows and his like straight across his head hairline, which looks fake in a weird way.
Wait, who? Which one is this?
Alex, the assistant captain or whatever, who's always yelled at by...
Captain Lee is always telling him he can't be a captain because of all the things he's doing wrong.
Captain Lee just keeps being like, there can only be one captain. It's like,
I've never
bro.
Seen Captain Lee do something.
No, he's all... you know what he is? He's always just taking them in and out of that like port, the narrow port. That's the only time you see him doing anything.
Right, right. And then he's got to show the charter, the whatever... Captain's lair.
Yeah.
Captain Lee, how'd you get there?
This is when Lawrence eventually says that he was attracted to the trans woman, and the other dudes are all weirded out by it, which is like, who cares? Like, let Lawrence live his weird, painted-on, bearded life. Mm-hmm. And naturally, finally, we get to Adrian being a pill, as she is. She apparently, according to Kat, went to bed at 11 p.m. and yet still needs to nap, even though Kat went to bed at 5:30 a.m. and yet Adrian still woke her up. Adrian sucks.
No, I mean, of course. There's zero good parts of Adrian.
No.
Not
she always
one
looks like
single part.
She's always like wide-eyed and crazy looking. And then, okay, this is a great moment where the dudes, the fucking charter bros, join Ben in the kitchen and start tripping over mental lentil soup.
Mental lentil?
Yeah, remember? Because they kept being like, whoa. Like, they don't get British accents. They kept being like, whoa, say it again. They'd be like, mental lentil. I can't do a British accent.
Mental.
Mental lentil.
Lentil.
And they'd be like, whoa. And how would you say metal? They'd be like, metal. And they'd be like, whoa. It was, yeah.
God.
Ben is a strong man for dealing with that.
Like a cartoon. Mm-hmm. I ask this again. Where they inherited money? That must be it.
Well, I feel like when it's a group that big, they all like split it, so it doesn't cost as much if you bring like 40 shit dudes who all like are having a midlife crisis.
Yeah,
and all their ex-wives are like, "Fuck you, John."
Wouldn't it be great if everyone in the world that you knew walked around with their parents' salary above their head, and you just knew why
if they were like trust fund
had the time to do whatever they're doing.
It would be nice. It would explain a lot about certain people.
Wow, it really makes you think.
I mean, like, if you really think about it.
Yeah, but you should think about it later, probably. Yeah, probably. We still got to do this.
Yeah, you're right. I'll just think about it later. I'll put that in the back burner.
Put it in the back burner.
But then there's some people whose parents do have a lot of money, and they refuse to give them to you. Give it to you. I'm not speaking from experience or anything, but.
Oh, that's true. Sure. I guess it would. But still, that means nothing because you've gotten their money growing up.
Sure, but you don't currently have it because they're still alive and you're still alive and you're supposed to be an adult and learning the value of a dollar and you're sitting here being like, okay, but like how come my brother gets that money and I don't? Okay, you know what? I'm not speaking from experience or anything.
Is this your experience?
Kinda.
They gave all their money to your brother?
No, but he definitely gets taken care of and I don't.
Why? Because you have a full-time job and you're doing great? And he maybe needs
no,
a little
I
help.
Think, yes, it is kind of like that, but also...
How old is he?
He's older than me.
How old? I know you get freaked out by people older than you, so... I just always want to know what people think they're going to be doing when they're my age.
He's like 31, I think.
Uh-huh. Holy
I can't
shit.
Remember. No, wait. If I'm... No, he's... He's about to be, no, maybe he's 32. He might be 32.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's scary to you?
No. What I'm saying is my parents have, my dad's very strict with money. So he did very well for himself and so did my mother. And they just don't like giving me money. Like they're like, if you want to do something, you have to make the money yourself and go do it yourself. But when they do pass, God willing, they never do. I will do well for myself if they leave me any money and not give it all to charity or my brother.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Well, you've got a lot of work to work out in your
brain. I mean, I'm in the therapy and I'm not really. It used to really bother me that they didn't give me any money, but now it makes sense because then I ended up working very hard and making all my own money. And so I'm grateful for the route they pushed me through. Mm-hmm. My brother, though, can go fuck himself. You heard it here first.
You don't get along for real.
No, we're fine. We're completely fine. Okay, that was a tangent that possibly could be edited out. You know what? Instead of editing it out, let's just go on a quick break.
Oh, okay.
All right, BRB, mental lentil soup. And we are BR back with some mental lentil soup.
Wow. It's crazy how you do these callbacks. How do you do it?
I write them down.
You old.
You old?
Hi, and how? Hey, everybody. Welcome to the yacht. How old is everyone today? Wow! Well, I want you to feel right at home.
You dying?
I guess I brought food. I didn't realize we should have packed the boat exclusively with Metamucil. You old bag of bones.
Are you? Wait, I so.
I'm someone
you
welcoming
this?
Okay. The charter to
okay.
the boat.
You're an ageist, I see. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I am. The character was me, Anna.
Okay. So, Captain Lee won't let everyone go swim before they do their turndown service. That's where we're at. Oh, mm-hmm. Everyone left the boat. All the dorks, mm-hmm. I mean, the dudes left the boat.
Left the boat.
They're gone. They were like, thanks, guys. Yeah. They left a shitty tip and then they left.
Mm hmm. Well, it's nice. It was a nice one because nobody did any gross cocaine. How much cocaine do you think those guys did?
Well, probably a lot, but they didn't let Kat in their bathroom to find it.
They did it on land.
Oh, they probably did. Well, that's probably like the reality of the situation is they can't fuck. They have coke dick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they. Right. Sorry. That's me. Sorry. You don't know how many episodes we do every day. Oh, gotta stay up 24 hours. 24 hours. 24 hours. 24 hours.
24 hours. We record 24-hour episodes. Yeah.
Every episode is a season to us.
Yep. So it turns out each of them only got like $650 in tip per person, which to me, I'm like, that's a nice tip. But then everyone else is like, they fucked us.
Yeah. Well, I'm against tipping, so I think they should not get one.
Why are you against tipping?
Because why am I suddenly someone's employer in charge of how much money they take home tonight?
Okay, well, when you go to a restaurant, do you tip your waitstaff?
Yes.
Same fucking concept, bro.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Oh, okay.
But I do it because I know how that's always been that way, and that person makes $2 an hour.
That's true.
But when you go to a coffee shop,
$15
an hour. I shouldn't be in charge of your salary working at a coffee shop. If I go to a counter.
Are you comparing a coffee shop to a Stew's on a boat?
No, I'm saying that in this scenario, all these people have jobs and they're going to be doing those jobs. Why do I have to gauge how well you did your job and then pay you accordingly? You should be getting a salary and you do it the exact same way for every single customer.
I mean, yes, people should be paid more.
If I go up, like if I go, you know, above and beyond what you're expecting, then slide me some money on the side. But it's not money I'm expecting. I'm not going to go home and tell my family, the Coke dick guy didn't give us enough money, so you can't eat tonight. That's not a good job.
Oh, my God. Wow.
What
oh
is this?
God.
You make a beautiful point. You're welcome.
Get a new job. If you are
okay,
mad at your tips,
get a new job. Okay, what is this weird centrist pull them up by your bootstraps bullshit? This is not a political
0%
podcast.
0% centrist. This is extreme, baby. I'm off the deep end.
Okay, so.
Also, I did go to South Korea, and that's how it works in South Korea.
Yeah, they don't tip. A lot of countries
don't
tip.
You know what else there's nothing of?
Huh.
Tax. You go to a restaurant, the number on the menu is the exact amount of money you give your waiter at the end. 19,000 won. If the thing costs 19,000 won.
Okay. There you go. And that is what we call Travel Corner with Nick. That's when you learn a little thing about traveling with Nick. All right. Chugga, chugga.
I've got
right,
places
ladies?
To be.
Oh, do you? South Korea?
Yeah.
You know, tipping, it's complicated. We need more wage equality in this country. I agree, Nick.
And more wage transparency. Don't be telling me that there's no unemployment in this country when you're counting jobs that pay people $100 a week. That's not employment. Mm. Employment is low, but they won't tell you that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Back to this TV show. Let's impeach this TV show.
Yeah, for real. So, you know what's... The people that work on this boat are so annoying because they always need incentive to work. They're like, well, if you give me incentive to do my job, I'll do my job.
Yeah.
It's like, your fucking job is to do the job. You don't need an incentive. You're being paid, bitch. Don't be like, well, if you let me swim later, maybe I'll do my job. It's like, no. Your job description didn't say, hey, you get to swim. It said, no, you just do your job. And maybe a bonus of that would be you can jump in the water.
Also, they're not even being paid.
They're not?
No, they got to wait till some Coke dick gives him $1,000 later.
But they get like a base salary.
I don't know
they?
What it is, but it's obviously not worth it, whatever that base salary is.
No, I think the tips are what really bumps them up.
I think that the problem is
they can't like have those people working like slave labor.
They
like,
work 24 hours a day.
Exactly. So they have to be paid, I think, probably daily.
So they never want to work because they're always work. It's if they were working 8-hour shifts, it would be like, oh, well, we're working for 8 hours and then.
But
they
trade off. Like someone takes morning, someone takes after. So they do get some time off.
What do they do?
They just sit in their thingy. Their little like.
They just sit in their coffin?
Yeah. What is that? They're like beds.
Cabin?
Yeah. Cabin and sleep or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, so they
all
complain.
I didn't know. I didn't realize about all that downtime they get to sleep.
Yeah. And Adrian just walks around and demands people work. And then they all complain. Even though that's literally what they signed up for. So then they all jump in the ocean after their turndown service.
Why do they want to jump in the ocean so bad?
They're like obsessed with
it. You do it every day.
Yeah.
It's right there.
They're always like, ooh, I really need to jump in the ocean to unwind.
If I was a trucker, I wouldn't like once a day be like, I gotta feel that pavement. Okay. I gotta strip down naked, lie on the pavement. You know, it's the exact same. It's a great analogy.
That's true.
They call me the king of analogies.
So.
king of allergies.
Oh, that makes more sense. Yeah. You're always like.
Yeah. I'm always like.
You're always like. Yeah. But we all secretly know you're doing cocaine because you always make that noise. And we're like, for someone who has allergies, he seems to be being like, woo, a lot.
Let's send some more missiles to the minis.
Woo. Okay.
What?
So, so
that's
they get some
president
time.
Does.
They get some time off and they all go to the club to black out.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam says things like, CJ is very attentive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care for it. And then they all get really drunk, go to the club, and then come back and then decide to go over the itinerary for the upcoming guests while everyone is like wasted and like crazy. And they're just like, so this person and that man. And you're like, this is not. What? How are you going to remember any of this? Also, take any of it in.
Yeah. Also, two people are missing.
Yeah.
Who are missing? Wait, is this. You know, it's hard to remember the episode, so which one goes where. What? But they're doing the itinerary for the next day.
Yeah.
And there's just four of them there because CJ.
Well, it's like Ben. Oh, that's right. Yeah. CJ and Sam are hooking up, which is the ultimate bad idea.
And also, this show is not good about getting action in the bedroom.
No. Well, they don't care. That's not the point.
That is the point for me.
Oh, you trying to watch a show to watch people fuck? Hey, let me tell you a thing,
that's why I'm trying to watch any show. Any show.
You can watch porn, bro, and then you can watch people really fuck.
But I don't know
them. This is about
them.
The dynamic relationships of people who live above us in the below deck.
I would like to watch. Also, there are porn stars on this show, so don't get it's not my fault I'm getting confused. But if I would like,
do some cocaine and
I
chill out.
I prefer to know people's relationships in the porn. I would like to see an entire reality show of porn stars. And they're not even fucking. Just, I want to watch their whole lives.
Does that not exist?
I want to know everything about them. And then
later. You
want
to be like, wow, they fart. They're just like us.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, bruh.
Yeah. That sounds like me in the bedroom.
When you're like, babe, I'm coming.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Learned a lot about myself. So they're setting up for the rest of the next day.
But they're all drunk. So the episode ends there. And then we see in the upcoming ups. Adrian's friend is coming on the boat. And nothing sets the tone like this next episode of who Adrian's, in quotes, friends really are.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you recommend people watch this episode that we just covered?
Yes, because I think it's important to see how far we've come. Also,
is it like it's like we need to see a Confederate statue just to remember how bad we were? Why don't we just keep it, leave it in the dust?
I mean, that's true. You don't have to watch it, but I do think it's interesting to see Lawrence slowly turning and being like, guys, she was beautiful. And the dudes being like, what? But like at least seeing one guy be like, she was gorgeous. And I think that's kind of important because we're like acknowledging that this, it doesn't matter like what this woman's past was. The point is she's here now and she chooses to identify as a woman and that's all that matters. And he's at least acknowledging it regardless of his horrible facial hair and weird comments
about being an advanced player. The problem is that she's so beautiful and everyone's so attractive to her. If she was not attractive, none of this would have been an issue.
I know, which is just even more deeply, deeply sad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If you're curious what the state of our country was like in 2003, if that's when it was, 2003, something like that.
We will leave a link to.
Maybe it was 2013.
What's that?
When did this season happen?
This is 2011.
Oh, it's 2011. Why do I keep saying 2003? That doesn't make any sense.
No, I don't know. I just think you have a like issues with time, the passage of time.
You're right. No, I definitely do.
We could leave the link that we watched. The link to the
yes, we will. So you
Daily
guys can
Motion
watch it
in the show notes.
watch it backwards, see all the weird things Nick wrote.
Bring me my dark chocolate almonds and unsweetened almond milk.
I like greyhounds. The dog. The bus service. What is so funny?
Yeah, he would be on a yacht talking about, I just love greyhound buses. Oh, a greyhound. Put that in there. I love seeing the country from the pavement once a day.
The pavement. I just like to jump down on the pavement and So, yeah, you guys can follow us at DeckheadsPod on Instagram, Twitter. Mm-hmm. We have an email, deckheadspod@gmail.com. Mm,
that's exciting.
I'm at Anna Hosnier on Twitter.
Uh-huh. And I officially work at iHeartRadio. Okay. Media. It's official. They're going to pay me, they said.
I believe you.
Ooh, I can't wait. This is what an exciting job we have. All day long, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., we just watch Below Deck and record this show, and I've never been happier. This has been the greatest 16 weeks of my life.
Our families haven't seen us in years.
No, they're not coming back.
So the concept of the show, it's going to be daily until we catch up, and then it kind of goes to weekly because then we run out of content.
That's going
to
be sad, but by the time that we do that, there's going to be there's going to be at least three more spinoffs.
I know, and it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. We'll be here every day of the week.
Yeah. So, welcome to our new life with each other. this is a big declaration for episode 3, because already we're family to these people. But all right, let's be done with this episode so everyone can go watch the show some more.
All right, now we're about to take off. Goodbye, everybody.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.